Hey everyone, it is me, Leisha Lang, with some more celebrity facts. So, this week I'm talking about the singer Miles Smith. So, let's get this rolling. So, Miles Smith was born to a British Jamaican family in Luton on the 3rd of June 1998 and raised in a ethnically diverse community. He grew up listening to a broad range of music, including pop punk, singer-songwriter and hip-hop. As his interest in music, he grew and bought a guitar and learned to play. He began performing covers at parties and open mic nights, focusing on songwriters such as Ed Sheeran, Marcus Mumford and Chris Martin. From a young age, Sam taught himself to play the guitar and piano, and by the age of 12, he was performing at local open mic nights. Growing up in Luton, he was influenced by the town's rich cultural diversity and local music scene, which included family pubs and Irish music. This environment encouraged him to break boundaries and develop his unique music style. Miles holds a degree from the University of Nottingham, having graduated in 2019. Miles began posting on TikTok in the autumn of 2022. A clip posted caught the attention of Eric Parker, the attorney of the CEO and extended music play group, who offered to be Miles' manager. Together, they took an unconventional approach, building an audience before making a record. Miles kept posting online, recording covers of songs, cultivate a following that would repetitive to the sort of original track he would want to write. He first gained significant attention with his covers, including Amber Runs' I Found. In late 2023, Miles released several singles, including My Home and Solo. This online success led to a record deal with Sony Music. In March 2024, Miles released his debut EP, You Promised a Lifetime. He also released Stargazing, which was released on the 10th of May 2024 and was written by Smith, Jesse Fink and Peter Fenn. The latter of one produced it. The song contains themes of self-discovery and inspiration, with Miles describing the inspiration of being rooted in the idea of a lifelong love, convinced during his time in Los Angeles earlier that year. Miles, a native Luton, performed on the BBC Music introducing stage at the Radio 1's Big Weekend on the 25th of May 2024. The event held at Stockwood Park in his hometown, which was his first festival performance. His performance was supported by BBC Music, introducing a platform by BBC Radio for unsigned, undiscovered and under-the-radar UK music talent. His performance was specifically supported by BBC Three's Country's Radio. He won the BBC Introducing Artist of the Year Award of 2024, and just recently he was named the Brit Award Rising Star at the ceremony broadcast on the 1st of March 2025. So now you know about Miles Smith. Honestly, so far, the only song I've heard at the moment is Stargazing, and I will be listening to more of his songs, and I hope for him to release even more in the future, because especially Stargazing, that is my ultimate, all-time favourite one that he's done. Like, I listen to it and it just gives me that boost of energy. It's an amazing song. And one thing I forgot to say, during the Brits, actually, on the 1st of March, when I was watching him win the award, honestly, I was literally so pleased. Literally, I was so over the moon. And then when he did his little performance during the Brits, I tagged him in a post online, and roughly right after the show finished, he noticed it and liked my post, and I was like, what? So Miles Smith literally liked my post, and honestly, that just was amazing. He's such a lovely person, and like I said, I can't wait to see what he does in the future with music. So the next celebrity I'll be talking about is the cutest golden retrievers called Ellie and Emma. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care, and I'll see you all soon for more amazing celebrity fun facts. Take care and bye for now.